Hey everyone, welcome to your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. How often does the morning mood set the tone for our day? We've probably all seen the evidence of that woke up on the wrong side of the bed kind of day where we wake up in a mood or not quite on our game, and the day seems to follow according to the scenario that fits that frame of mind. Or at the very least, it seems like a tough battle in our day to face down those challenges within or even outside of ourselves as we want to try to gather momentum and motivation and just make it through that day, so to speak. We often just do want to get through it and start fresh on the next day. Let's just wipe this one out and start over. Well, you know, instead of getting into that jarring groove and just biding our time uncomfortably until a new day can start, why not make a conscious choice to reject that argument for whining and pining and instead choose to take a brighter outlook? Your day is not set by a negative force. Your day is set by God, by good. And what we have to do is not make a good day, but really agree with the day of God's making and let life, divine life, unfold in the brighter way as it naturally should. Of course, that doesn't mean that we won't have challenges, but that our disposition, our attitude, and our potential for deeper understanding, a better influence on our world and progress can be discovered even in the middle of those possible challenges when they arise. So I'm calling this morning mindset, and I'm taking up this new practice right along with you if you want to join me. I have not been a good waker for much of my life, and especially seems even more so in recent years. There are mornings that I'm less grumpy than others, but it seems like I'm usually pretty reluctant to face the day until I'm up and dressed, and then I get in the flow and can be more awake and be inspired as the day moves on. Some mornings are even worse, and there's a form of dread or just heaviness and weariness. I've really been annoyed and frustrated by this attitude in the past, and I have made some progress at times by just recognizing that whatever cloud was there was not really legitimate, but I can't say I've really been that focused about that activity. But I had an experience on a recent trip, and it made me realize that a proper morning mindset can make all the difference. I really liked how it worked, and I'm eager to keep up this practice. So here's a short version of my story of what happened on my trip. We were spending a long weekend in Colorado, my husband and me. It was the first time I'd been, and I just totally fell in love with the Rocky Mountains on sight. I just never considered myself much of an outdoorsy type, but I really found myself very eager to take some hikes into those beautiful mountains. So the night before what we planned as our most focused day of hiking, I found that I was just sleepless. I was tossing and turning, uncomfortable. I was dealing with various physical pains. And while I woke up just when I intended to start our day bright and early, I was really tired. I was frustrated and I was depressed. I really found myself close to tears, even in tears a little bit, feeling sorry for myself, just sad, weary, that the day that was meant to be so full of fun, where energy and enthusiasm would really be needed, and I wanted to be ready, and yet I didn't think I would be. I felt down and angry, actually, that the night was so cruel to me, so to speak. Then the thought came to me, the blessed thought, this little angel message, that this day was God's day. This day was prepared by God, was meant to bless me and my husband and others as well, of course, and that I was not going to let myself yield to this heavy sense, no matter how legitimate it felt at the time, and let it determine my day or rob me of my joy. I knew I had no intention of not going on the hike, even with the heaviness, but was I going to just try to put on a good face and hope that eventually I convinced myself and my husband that I was actually having fun? Or was I going to let life, God, write the true story and show me what he had planned for me in his glory day? I really didn't go into any deep prayer on this. It was pretty quick, but it was just this conscious choice. Not one of willing myself forward. It was a trust in what spiritual leader Mary Baker Eddy calls the divine energies of spirit bringing us into newness of life. She says this in her seminal work, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. So I wasn't going to rely on sleep or time or physical endurance or some self-hypnotism to get me going and succeeding. I was going to lean into the omnipotent all-power, that God power that's goodness and love at the ready, without fail, without qualification. I was going to change my mindset from one of personal inadequacy, emotion, and fear, guilt that I was going to ruin someone's day, to one that simply released all that egotistic evaluation and responsibility, just released it to God to let him surprise me with his certainty, his kindness, and his confidence. I was going to let go of what little me thought my day was going to be and let God show me what it really could be. As I said, I didn't even really go through that much discussion in the moment. It was just kind of this conscious choice that acknowledged those divine energies and just let go. And the day was divine. I felt energetic and bright and happy and healthy. We hiked for hours up into the mountains. It wasn't rigorous for some people, I'm sure, but for me it was a little bit, not my usual walk around the block. It was a day that required endurance and enthusiasm, and I had those easily and naturally, and I really loved every minute of it. God gave me views from mountaintops, literally and figuratively, and I'm just really so grateful for that. And I thought about this mindset shift, just recently again as I was considering that while I was using muscles to climb that I don't normally use, that I really suffered little, if any, real after effects of soreness or whatever from that whole day of hiking. I, you know, kind of first tried to self-congratulate, just say, I'm in pretty good shape, you know, but then I really heard this other little angel say, wait a minute, didn't you trust me, God, with your day? Don't you see how that means that I, God, take you all the way into the next day as well? Well, yes, now I do see that. And I say amen and I say thank you. So anyway, I'm going to try to be more diligent about first recognizing where that wrong thought wants to sneak in the morning and dictate my day. And then two, to replace that thought with a really simple one. This is not your day. This is not my day. It's God's day. And God's day means it's one that's full of freedom and joy, love expressed and felt, newness, energy, beautiful surprises, and just this diviner sense of life and our own purpose to not only see that life around us, but to feel it more fully and more gratefully every day. We do have a choice. So I hope you'll join me in this morning mindset practice. Maybe you're somebody that already is just great at waking up and bounding into a joy-filled day. I'd love to hear how you do that and to learn from you. Or if you think you'd like a few more pointers on this, I can try to help you with that. I just really love to hear from you. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. You can check out my website, beingfreenow.com, for more information about me and what I do. There's also a contact form on that site if you want to reach out to me that way. I hope you all have a great weekend. I will see you next Friday with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast.